We are joined here in the Media Center with the Pro Stock Provisional number one qualifier, Erica Enders. Her second pass of 6.550 seconds at 209.88 miles per hour took her to the category leader. Erica, talk about that second pass against your teammate who was the number one qualifier at the time.
It was definitely fun. After the first pass, he was number one and I was number two. Our other teammate, Vincent, was number three. So we had the elite performance cars at the top of the pack. And the really cool part for me was hearing the confidence back in my crew chief's voice, Rick Jones. And we've got Mark Ingersoll on board with us this weekend because Alex Laughlin is skipping Reading. So I snagged his crew chief as a backup with Rick. They work really well together, obviously. So just hearing the confidence back in their voice in turn gives me confidence, which makes me drive better. So it's kind of the trickle-down effect. And it was awesome. I mean, he's yelling on the radio, to the top, we went to the top. So it's been a long time, you know, with exception to Brainerd being on the pole. Before that, it was 2015. So it's nice to kind of get back in the swing of things that we were used to for those couple years that we were on top. And you know, it's only Friday. We've got tomorrow and Sunday to get through, and then five races after that. So our goal is obviously to just run strong through these countdown races and secure a third championship.
This season has been quite the turn for your team, and you guys have found your groove. Going to the top, first race of the countdown, how does that set your expectations for the rest of the weekend and the next five races?
Well, they're pretty high anyways, but it definitely you know, makes it a little bit more interesting for sure. So like I said, it's going to be a dogfight, these six races, with the way Pro Stock, how tightly competitive it is. But the really cool part was first session we got two bonus points, second session we got three, so that's five. And you know, all those points at the end of the year are really going to matter. Like we're only 30 points behind the leader right now, so if I can make up another six, being the lowest two qualifiers tomorrow, hopeful thinking at this point, obviously, but you know, you got to speak things into existence. So two number one qualifier positions tomorrow would give us a total of 10 points on the leader. So that's a whole half a round. So all of that stuff matters. So we're coming in with our heads held high, and we're gonna do our best to fight it out, I promise you.
Erica, you're the provisional number one today. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, if you hold up, it'll be provisional overall. Mm-hmm. But could you talked about the little points,
right?
And those little points mean big points, because if you get hot, then you go on a streak, then you can basically win it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can make up, you can have 12 points if you're a low qualifier of all four sessions during qualifying, and that's a round is 20 points, so that's more than a half of a round, and that's going to matter. I can go back to my 2014 championship. Had we lost the final to Jason Line at Pomona, we would have lost the championship by 1 point. We won the race by 19. So it was one of those deals where that was the case, where every point mattered, and we're gonna look at this countdown just like that. So we'll just do our best every time, execute the best that we can, and let God do the rest. We'll see what happens. The plan's already been written. I said it in 14, I said it in 15, and we'll say it again this year. We'll just continue to have fun and do our best.
You talked about winning in 14 and 15, and then obviously the last 2 years you kind of struggled after dominating. I mean, what's the difference in your mindset when you come out in a 16 and 17 after you dominated in 14 and 15 and just don't quite have what you had the 2 years before that?
Well, it's a huge honor to carry the number one on the side of your car for winning the championship the previous year. Having said that, we had some significant changes to the class of Pro Stock, going from carburetors to electronic fuel injection, being limited to 10,500 RPM, shorter wheelie bars, a number of large changes to the class, and on top of that, we switched manufacturers. So we were starting completely from scratch, building a whole new engine development program with Mopar. So it was like exactly like starting over and having to learn to walk again. So it was definitely a humbling year. You by no means get used to winning, but those 2 years being on top, you know, winning six races in 14 and then nine and 15 and both championships, you know, you kind of get in a groove with your guys and the confidence is high. There's a difference between being confident and being cocky, and we were definitely confident. So 16 was a blow. 17, we kind of regrouped and got our feet wet again with the Chevy program and electronic fuel injection. I know this is a long answer to your question, but this is really the first year that we've been back. So I'm proud of our position. Again, it's going to be a dogfight, but it's nice to have the smiles again, the pep in the step and the confidence in my guys' voices. So I'm looking forward to the countdown.